Blog Talk Radio.
Attention all passengers, please sit back and relax as we prepare for takeoff on Aries Airlines Flight 4140 Zone A. Now, in case of an emergency, we ask that you ask your higher self to please assist you on the journey. Please remain focused at all times and take a deep breath. And due to the nature of our flight, our pilots have asked for you today to please just stay calm at all times. We will be flying above the sound barrier. And also for safety reasons, we ask that you really make sure you know how to have your higher self step in when you feel that you're about to crash. Remember, your mind is not in control here. The thing that will level yourself out and to help you have a good flight is to sit back and enjoy the flight on Aries Airlines Flight 4140 Zone A as we venture in to Planet Remix.
All that we are is a result, of what we have thought. It is founded on our thoughts. It is made it of our thoughts.
Now that we've reached the sound barrier, you are free to move around. You are free to begin to open and expand your consciousness and your mind. Expand your horizons. I want you to take this opportunity to begin to reflect. Reflect on everything and all the things that have made you come to this point in your life where you are now conscious of all of the things that make you the wonderful, unique being that you are. As we take this journey all the way through Planet Remix and be able to encompass all of the energy, all of the lights and all of the sound that comes through this divine portal. I want you to relax. So whether it's about understanding your magic, or if it is really learning who you are, understanding what your divine purpose is here and how you got to this particular moment. Understanding about the elements and everything it encompasses, the sacred union, understanding about your sacred space, understanding about how connected you are to the cosmos, to the universe, to our ancestors, to the sky, the sea, the water, the trees, everything is all connected. It's all connected to you. Everything. The center of the Milky Way lives within inside of you. All of it is inside this journey, this trip that you've embarked on. Your soul group is here with you. They're all standing by you. They're all here together. You have a mission, you have a purpose, and Planet Remix helps you to expand that in so many ways, so many divine ways. From listening to all of the brothers and sisters who come on the platform to every single caller who is here. You can find it. It all lives inside of you. Everything. The air. The water. The fire. The wood. The metal. Earth, the sun, the vibration, the sound, the divine sacred code of the universe. When we can feel the humming of our ancestors, when we can hear the humming from the Akashic records of our soul reaching out to fulfill our divine purpose as we walk, as we talk, as we breathe, as we live, as we're here. That connection that myself and Dr. Ann Brown talked about on the show of understanding the codes of darkness all the way up through all of Brother Bobby Hemmett, Queen Afua, Dr. Phil Valentine, and the likes of others, and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and all of you who have joined us here, right here on this sacred portal, on this journey, on this flight that has taken us far, 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 far to the other side of the Milky Way. Whether you've been listening to the words that have been spoken on this platform, coming from Brother Wayne Chandler, Brother Panic, or Brother Dr. Eileen Bay, any of those who have joined this platform, who have graced this stage, whether it's the sister to teach us about Rafeki, or Siba Haru, Alke Bulan, who talked to us about our kemetic knowledge, it's all here. Everything that you need to take you on this journey. Whether it's me giving readings to you and really speaking to your ancestors who've passed away, or taking you into your divine Akashic records, or Esther toning you with her linguistics, or maybe it is you, your presence, your divine presence, who has helped to open this magnificent and powerful gateway called Planet Remix.
Is it not possible for us to be awakened from what we call our normal life, transcendental, and dream wakes us from this sleep,
The time is now, the origin. We're here. We're shining bright.
By the time the record ends, well, at least be very relaxed. Just let your mind dwell on the idea of sound.
and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to Planet Remix tonight. I want to also let you guys know, sorry for the delay today on the flight. Sorry for the plane delay. You know, this is the soul plane, and we had a little bit of delay there just trying to get everybody in. It was so many people. So definitely thank you guys for the flight. Peace and greetings and welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I do want to go ahead and give out the call-in number for all of you out there. Definitely want you to get the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And if you're a guest and you're joining us in the platform for the very first time, you are certainly welcome to come on over and join us in the platform. And I'm going to tell you a couple of ways that you can bring yourself over. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. All one word is how you're going to get yourself over. If you're an international listener and you're out there listening, you can definitely come on over for a couple of ways that you can come over. And, you know, you could call in, dial the U.S. country code, then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you caught up. That's going to get you locked in. I see many of you on the phone lines, as well as you guys getting yourself situated in the chat room tonight, as we discuss tonight here live on Planet Remix, Aries Air Flight, Aries Airline Flight 4140 Zone A. Wow. Just kind of wanted to give you guys that flight to bring yourself over, but really just want to send much love to everyone out there. We would be here all night naming everyone, but I do encourage you guys to definitely go back and download, download, download. There are some amazing brothers and sisters who have come and really been on this presence of The Remix here, of Planet Remix, to go back through the archives, listen to all the shows, years of them that came on the platform and shared a wealth of knowledge. We've been very instrumental in all of you guys' journey, in your path, in your work, and so many of them. We'll be mentioning them as well coming up. So peace and love to all of you guys. So glad you're here. I also want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of The Remix show, is available on download. So if you guys did not go back and you didn't get a chance to hear the show on Friday night, I definitely encourage you to go back and listen to the show that I did on Friday night, and you can download, download, download. That was an amazing share there, too. We had lots of fun. We did readings at the end, and you could go back and download. And it's a couple of ways. You can come on over to Planet Remix here, and you can actually download the show right here. You can listen from here, or you can go over to iTunes, which is so super exciting. You can go over to iTunes and you can listen as well. You can click the link over on iTunes, download it. I would encourage you to subscribe to the show so that you can definitely download and you can listen there as well. Or you can actually get the apps and you can download. So you could go over to the iTunes market. You can go over to the Android market. Just search for The Remix with Miss Blue, and you will see that. That is our gift for you guys. So I just want to welcome you all here. I see you guys getting yourself situated in the chat room. Lots of guests in the chat room tonight. Want to be the first to tell you welcome to all of our new listeners who are listening from all over the planet. It certainly is good to have you in the house. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in, and The Remix family will make you feel right at home. I do want to tell you this, tonight you definitely will need something to write with, so you may, this is a great time for you to go grab you a pen, a piece of paper, so you can kind of get into your work and write. Of course, you know, Brother Bilal is going to be joining us here on the platform with myself from Bilal the Experience. He does those amazing soul alignment readings and also those soul calendar readings as well. And you know how to reach out to Brother Bilal. Bilal theexperience@gmail.com. Everything is available in the show notes below, so you can get that from right here and reach out to Brother Bilal as well. So I am super excited. I want to give some shots out. We're going to be doing international shots out here in just a moment as we get ready to get into the share. Welcome to Planet Remix, everyone. So glad to have you guys in the house tonight. Want to send a big love and a shout out to all the divine priestesses who are out there listening. I want to say welcome to all the priestesses listening out here. I want to welcome you guys, and thank you so much for joining us here in the platform. Also, all of the Remix family, of course, that always goes out. Big love, kisses, hugs to all of you. And then, of course, we got to ring the bell. And you guessed it. That's for everyone who is self-invested. Want to send much love out to the whole self-invested family. Boy, did we have an amazing share on Saturday, as always with self-invested. Brother Dietrich from the Perfect Union Wealth Center, who is also a part of the Remix family, also self-invested, came by and dropped some Money Matters Wealth on us. And boy, did we get a beautiful share from Brother Dietrich about those things when it came to money and finance and understanding about stocks and what to invest in and how to do investment and what true wealth is. So I got all of your emails from you guys in self-invested who gave that amazing feedback either during the class or afterwards. It was super cool, super amazing. I do want to let you know, if you're interested in becoming self-invested or you want your family to be self-invested and you want to find out more, again, check out the show notes because all goodies is there. The link to self-invested, email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And I will send you the details for becoming self-invested. It definitely is one of the best things in the world that you can do. So I want you also to know that coming up at the end of the month is the last time that you can sign up for self-invested this turn. So we will be closing it out because myself and Brother Bilal, we will be doing E equals MC squared, and we will be taking that out of this world. So if it's not too late for you to get on board and to join self-invested. I get emails every day from you guys. So if you want to be self-invested, this is definitely the time to do it because we will be closing out the registration come the first week in October so that we can get into the four-week share that we're doing. So the end of the month, just mark the note, that is going to be there so we can get you in there for self-invested. Want to let you guys know that. Also, I want you guys to know that it's Sunday night. You know what we do on Sunday night? Sunday night is when we send the orders in for the Kim Deck. The Kim Deck orders go in on Sunday night, so I want to remind you guys of that. And you know the Kim Deck is the deck that I created with the amazing sister and brother. All three of us work together based on channels that I got. This deck is infused with so much melanin, so much knowledge, so much, and everyone who's working with it has opened up gateways and portals in this divine oracle psychic deck. It really helps you to enhance your psychic muscles, really keeps you in tune. It really is the thing that helps to balance you out in these times that we're in. You don't have to take my word for it. You can go on over to www.msblueblast.com/cards, and you can read all the comments. It's over hundreds there of brothers and sisters around the world who have the Kim Deck, how they're using it. It's no learning curve, so you can just jump right in. It comes with the hour audio that I mail to you with the PDF that also include partial channels of what I got for every single card, so you can do that as well. Don't forget the Know Your Magic audio workbook is available for you. For those of you who are new and want to get into knowing your magic, again, everything is available in the show notes. We have so much going on, so many tools to really help you on your journey. The other thing I want to kind of talk to you about as well, Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to talk to you about the workshop. And you know what I'm talking about, the Super Conscious Alignment Workshop that's coming up with myself and Brother Bilal. I want you to save the date of October the 11th. That's just right around the corner, you guys, October the 11th. So many of you have saved your seat for that. I want to give you the website so you can go check it out, because we definitely want you to be a part of that workshop as well. You can go there. You can sign yourself up, and you just go to www.msblueblast.com/magicmakers with an S, the number 11, /, and that's how you're going to get there. We want you to go over there. Just take a peek, because I want you to know that space is filling up. And not only in this workshop, but the Super Conscious Alignment Workshop, will you be prepared for 2015 and beyond. But after this workshop, all the shit on this planet is going to start making sense to you. So I want you to definitely get yourself on over. Go check that out. Go save the date, October the 11th, and be present in the workshop. We would love to have you on board with all of us there. It definitely, the spaces are filling up. And so now, I want to talk to you guys about this. I want to remind you that you can go over to Facebook, because you know we have a Facebook page for Planet Remix, and just search for The Remix. All you have to do is click like, and once you click like, it's going to allow you to come on in and be a part of the Facebook group over there where many of Planet Remix is. You can go over there. We post lots of goodies over there for you guys. But I wanted you to check out this particular show. And I want to talk about this show here, because this was a show that myself and Brother Bilal did. It was over a year ago. We did this show on June 13th at 2013, we did this show on June 13th. And the name of the show is Sacred Numbers and Lessons of the Western Hemisphere. The reason we wanted you to check this show out, and I want you guys to check this show out, is because this show that we did back in June 13th, and some people already wrote comments on it that have, we spoke about St. Louis, everything that you really kind of could see where that energy of St. Louis is coming in. St. Louis we talked about over there. We also talked about 4140, all of those things that are in there. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know that this is your broadcast station when you want to stay ahead of what's going on so that you can be in the mode of creating and manifesting things in your life to be prepared. This is definitely the platform where these divine channels do come in, these divine inspirations do come in, and you're able to take the past, the present, and the future and really infuse them together. But if you go back and listen to that show that was done June 13, 2013, you will see that much of what is happening now, we spoke about way, way so far ahead. So a great one. So now, we're going to get ready to listen to some music tonight. We're kind of in one of those chill out moods here. There is so many different things that is coming in, and so much energy in the air. When Brother Bilal comes on, he's definitely going to be speaking to that. But I want you to just think about in your own life here, as we come together as this divine soul group, about so many things that are going on, so many beautiful things that are happening, so many things that are going on at this particular time. And so much is about, people leaving the planet. We're going to be talking about something that I want you guys to begin to do. So tonight, we're really in sort of that Love Jones kind of mood. We're in kind of that toning logistic mood. We're in that kind of relaxed mode, you know, the kind of mode where you dim the lights and you just sit back and you just kind of chill, you know, like the vibe you was hearing, Open Mind by Robert Glasper. You know, we're in that kind of mood, you know, the kind of mood that makes you just want to snap your fingers you know, just kind of snap your fingers there. That kind of mood we're in, you know, that's the kind of mood we're in, you know, just, you know. So I know those of you who are poets out there, I know you're going to love this kind of vibe that we're putting off tonight, because that's your kind of mood and that's the mood that we're in. I want to give some international shots out, and then we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And after we listen to Baby Blue, we're going to get right into the song tonight. And then we're going to just come on and just do what we do. All right. So big shots out. We're going to give a big shout out to Amsterdam in the house tonight. Want to say welcome to Amsterdam in the house tonight. We have Singapore in the house tonight. These are our international listeners. Malaysia is on board tonight. We have Puerto Rico who is here. We have Saudi Arabia listening in live, Greece listening live, the Philippines, Australia, Italy is listening live. We have France on board tonight. We have Trinidad, Korea. We have China, Hong Kong, Bangladesh. Let's see. We have a couple of countries, can't say their name. Mozambique is in the house tonight. Spain is here. Turkey is here. Kenya is here. Canada, of course, is here. We have the United Kingdom here. We also have portions of, don't know what that is, but they're here. We have portions of them here. We also have the Bahamas in the house tonight. Nigeria is here. Germany is here. Chile is here. Denmark is here. We have India in the house here tonight, which I did tell India, they listen anyway, to make sure they come on over and listen. We have parts of Siberia listening in the house tonight, which is really, really good. We have Argentina in the house tonight. Welcome to Argentina and all of our other international countries that are listening. It is so good to have you guys join us on the platform every time we have our international listeners, as well as Mars listening in. Saturn is here tonight. Just so good. And Venus is on board. It's just so good to have all of you guys listening in, joining us here live in the remix in the platform tonight. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to get right into the music tonight. Let's see here. We're going to get right into it here. And we're going to go to the song. We definitely want to give a big, big shout out to Dr. U as well. A big one.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the beat, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Dr. King said that the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who during a time of moral and spiritual crisis choose to remain silent. He shared that many are scared to step forward because they figure that if they speak truth to power, there's a high possibility that someone will dig to uncover, even discover one or more of their vices. So let it be known, we're not claiming to be righteous, just claiming to be a couple brothers trying to do right. And let it be known, the messenger's primary responsible for the message, and if we are human, which we are, why should in any way we feel threatened by our human imperfection? It's been written that one of us could be killed for the message that we've been chosen to deliver. But the alternative is aborting our mission means that we're committing treason against our own being. And quite honestly, we've accepted that one of us could get hung when this wax gets fun. We vehemently refuse to hold out. accurately convince us that our existence is totally irrelevant. The mathematic ratio is n. For every show that has the capacity to make you smile, there are 9 shows every hour on the hour that shows 9 more crying times, 9 more dying. That's 81 minds rotten per one channel of excitement. And our children aren't kidding. So the violence on the news is directly in proportion to the garbage that some 13-year-old child's minds collected from the tube. Hence the prison population is exploding simultaneously at the rate of some corporations' profits doubling. Grandma is struggling to make the connection between her son's upbringing and his crack slinging. Just don't seem to make sense. 8 generations of teachers, preachers, and lawyers, and now this? So we hear it. Letting our fingers be instruments to strip the truth. And we're revealing our innermost thoughts to our part to cultivate a culture that values personal time over the bottom line. I say we hear it. Even making peace with our parents. Taking a moment to recognize that the blessing of breathing supersedes any of our parents' imperfections. Dealing with our own demons. Taking nothing for granted. Enchanted by the supposed irrelevant. Experiencing the negative every second. Not judging this, leading towards a judgment. Doing the small things like washing our hands when we leave the bathroom and skipping rocks on creek water. As a generation, it is our time to combat the madness. Tackling everything from the hips and rollers to the fatal face mask or fascism. And I'm not mad with it. According to many holy books, these things must come to pass. They must come and pass. Believe me, there are no mysteries. Just the unknown and the unseen. If this is the case and we believe it to be, this generation will be measured in antiquity strictly based upon how we handle the issues served on our plate. Our major obstacle is to strategize how we reach back into our cosmic memories and structure remedies based upon how we dealt with our nemesis and our past lives. Our second major challenge is to find out who and what gives our existence balance. Lastly, we're giving a pass on the infinite abyss called sleeping and waking before we become suffering. We awaken to a purpose higher than our own personal virtues. Easily said than done. But when done, it makes all things easier. Just learning how to do the ultimate. Like living without considering the prospect of our inevitable death. Like breathing, inhaling the vastness of the universe and exhaling the mental obstacles that deny our rise from anguish and stress. Like taking it and totally accepting that we will never be all that we can be because we will always be more. See, our limited minds do not have the capacity to conceptualize what the Creator has in store. Just feeling and catching the healing vibe. Letting the abundance of divine love penetrate us through our core. We package it. Out the law of magnetic attraction. The hottest place in hell are reserved for those who during a time of war and spiritual crisis remain voiceless. Resist the choices you've been given. Dig inside your soul and find the alternative. On this planet, if you make one decision, then try living.
All right. That was Urban Avenue 31, Try Living. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So glad to have everyone in the house tonight as we get ready to get into the form here and welcome Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience to join us. Aries Airlines Flight 4140 Zone A is what we're going to be talking about tonight. I see you guys all filled up on the phone lines here as well as coming in the chat room still. Want to also just let you know, make sure you have something to write with. You definitely is going to want to jot this down. I do want to remind you, I've been getting your emails of all of you guys who have been reaching out to Brother Bilal. He does those amazing soul alignment readings as well as the soul cycle calendars, which is perfect, especially with us being in this energy of September, getting ready to come upon the equinox that's coming up and the changing of the energy and really just this opening up of the energy. It's a perfect time to do that. So everything is in the show notes. Bilal the Experience at gmail.com is how you reach out as well. I'm super excited about us sharing here tonight with you guys, just kind of in that chill mood. I'm going to look for Brother Bilal here and find him here as we get ready to get into the share. Let's see. There he is. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
Good evening. Good evening, Miss Blue. How are you doing?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
I am so good, so good. Excellent this evening. What's up, Remix family?
Oh, yeah. They are nice and sharp.
Good.
Yes.
You know. The delayed flight, I expected it from the soul plane, you know, CCT.
Yeah, the soul plane. The cell plane was.
We would call it divine time. Divine time.
Divine timing. It was so many people
never
getting on the airplane tonight. You know, we just had to get everybody in there and to get their nice little seats there. So we're good.
Oh, good deal, good deal. Just sending love to the whole Remix family, and you know, my family. Brother Jafar just left. I had a chance to break some bread with him right fast. You know, we had a quick powwow. You know, so you know, real good night. Feeling real good. Feeling real good.
Yes.
What's up with everybody tonight?
Ooh, everybody is nice and smooth, but still charged up, you know, and that's definitely how I feel as I read the energy of Planet Remix, you know. It is that energy of just being, you know, kind of chill and charged up at the same time, you know, which is a beautiful thing.
I most definitely have to send some love to my little brother, Troy. You know, I spoke about Troy when I was at, you know, he's getting married this month, but he lost his father this past Thursday. And just sending that love, Philip Johnson, for that peaceful journey, the journey we all will make, you know. But, you know, he's in a good place, though. It's good. It's good. Troy is good.
Yes. Yeah,
so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's up tonight? What's up tonight?
Woo!
Wow. A lot of information. Wow. Wow.
It really is, and I know we're going to get started and really, really just start, you know, just really, really get started here and just kind of go. I want to kind of touch on, if you could talk about the workshop. You know, I talked about it a little bit and about everybody filling up the space, but just talk about
the space. Oh, yes, getting filled up
fast. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of new information. You know, just something to keep you aligned up with what's happening, you know, on the planet today. Just the chaos is really just a distraction. Just stay in your own lane. Let everybody, you know, handle their business. Trust me, whoever fighting, everybody know everybody.
That's right.
Think about it, even when you have war with somebody, or you know have a beef with somebody, you already know each other. So don't get caught up in distractions. We on a whole nother goal right here. We have a whole nother angle. You know, so. It's good. But the workshop is, I mean, you know, what can I say? It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be the marriage of the conscious and super consciousness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, save the date. Save the date.
October 18th, yes.
Mm-hmm. But this show tonight is connected to that also, you know, because, you know, you'll hear about it, you know, but this is a serious connection, you know, with a lot of things we've been talking about.
Yes. Most definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
just super excited about the workshop, October the 11th of this year. So you guys get on over. You know, many of you have already reserved your seats, but definitely you go over there. We're going to have charts. Brother Bilal is going to be doing charts for you to really just kind of help map yourself on out. We'll also have a very powerful spirit quest that I'll be doing that you'll get prior to the actual workshop that we'll be sending out to you, and so many other goodies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So just and just imagine, I mean, just look at everything happening in the atmosphere, you know, as far as the CMEs from the sun. The sun is throwing off so many downloads at this time. And a date I want you to write down, which is coming up, you know, I talked last time about Mars moving into Sagittarius, and it has moved into it. But I want you to write this date down. It's going to be very significant for later, which is 9/18/2014. 9/18/2014. That's coming up. Very significant day. Yeah, I'm going to tell you how it's significant. What's your name?
Yes. I was just going to tell him, write it down. Write it down.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You want to hold that date. Very significant day. It's going to come up later. We're going to tell you why and you know what to work with it, how to work with it. You know, anything that sticks out, I bring it to the family. You know, just to keep your energy in alignment. You know, but everything is real good. I mean, even looking from the volcanoes on the planet, what's going on, a lot of action in Hawaii, in Iceland.
Yes.
So, you know, and, you know, we are connected to the weather pattern. Like we always say, we connected to the earth. Very significant. Very significant. And even the weather pattern is part of the armed forces of the planet.
Yes.
Yes. You know, just like you have the military, Air Force, Navy, Marine, and Army, this is just the, you know, the weather is an indication of that. You know, so it's, and like I said, it's a lot of information tonight, and, you know, we're looking to have some breakthroughs, some, you know, just help you along your journey. All right.
Yes.
So we ready,
Oh, yes.
All right, where we started, man, it's so much. Well, let's start right here. Because it's tonight we are flying Aries Airlines. All right? Aries Airlines. And, you know, we talked about a lot of these zodiacs and a lot of the energy behind the zodiacs a lot. And, you know, I'm going to give you what the significance of Aries Airlines is. And I want you to know, it's just like a heir to the throne, a heir.
Yeah.
To, you know, your inheritance,
mm-hmm.
a lot of what your inheritance is connected to is the air.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about Aries Airlines, flight 4140, zone A. And
mm-hmm.
I hope you have a window seat. You know what I'm saying? So, hope you're not sitting in the middle. Yeah, there's a lot to see out the window. Yeah. You know, so to even I'm gonna lay this out first so we could see where we're going and how all of this is connected to you and what's happening at this time.
Yeah.
All right. So let's speak on the energy of Aries. This would be the god arises another energy for the third eye itself. On the soul body, this Aries represents the third eye. All right, bringing everything to oneness. And I know we talk about this a lot of, you know, the energy of Aries, a different astrology, you know, different energies and the constellations, but this is very important that you know this basic so we could go farther than what we have.
Yes.
Aries is also known as the god of war. And you know it has this connection with Mars, which is the planet of dynamic energy and war, so to say it. So Aries would be the general in the armed forces. You know how we just talked about the armed forces?
Yes.
Aries would be the general over all the forces. You see, because once you become one with yourself, you harness all the forces of nature. So when we're talking about the forces, we're talking about fire, water, air, earth, metal, and wood. Very important because, you know, you never hear about metal and wood.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, Aries is the fire god, the god of fire. So this is the finisher, also known as the terminator. Aries would be the executioner. So this is the energy inside of you that executes. Because the opposite end of Aries sits Libra, a set over on the other end. She is sitting over there with all of the decisions that has to be executed. Okay, so we're talking about this energy of oneness. Aries is the RAM, random access to your memory. And this is what's so unique about a lot of animals, even birds, even crows have memory.
Mm-hmm.
They are fascinated how the crow is able to remember someone who did them wrong. A lot of animals pass the memory to down to generation to generation to generation, because this is the power to keep you at one. Okay? So this is very important. Now, I want to lay this out so we can see where we're going with this.
Yes.
The planet Mars is the energy backing this god. Mars is backing Aries. I was talking to Brother Jerome. He was talking about the energy of knowing how you feel when you have that big brother, someone that you could depend on.
Mm-hmm.
Just having that proper support. We could do anything with the proper support. Anything, literally.
Yes.
All right? So Aries Airlines. And looking at each zodiac as an energy field. And so we talked about how the kidneys are going to be challenged. So Aries, now think about Aries as the god of war. So Aries is the energy that go face to face with all fears. This is going to be a very important part of you to face all your fears, to find the courage within. Find the courage within. So we talking about the energy we're moving into, the courage to move forward, the courage to be brave at heart, even the courage to make peace. And the first word I want you to write is courage. And we know when a lot of, if you look at every word, I'm going to tell you what my daughter asked me. She said, do they have a word in every word? And I said, yes, they do. And I'm going to teach you them all. Because the C-O-U in courage is short for counsel. And you see rage at the end. Circle the C-O-U and put counsel. So courage is about counseling your rage. And this is why when you get very upset, you need to seek wise counsel. Because once you seek wise counsel, you're able to transform your rage into passion. That's where the transformers come in. You have to learn how to become transformative, but you have to learn how to transform your rage into passion. Because compassion, your passion is connected to how hot you become, like with rage, and you say, man, I'm just getting ready to blow the roof. I'm steaming hot. So now we're talking about self-esteem. You know how many people suffer from low self-esteem? Because what it's really saying is you're not hot enough. You're not connected to your passion. You need to put the steam back in your life. Self is the steam, hot. So what happens if you have low self-esteem? Guess what you're going to attract to you? You're going to attract getting burnt in your life. People are going to come burn you. And on your job, they're going to fire your ass. Because you're getting too cold and something got to get you up and moving. So this is a great energy if you could counsel your rage, which is courage. All is always one. So keep yourself together. Because people truly benefit when you are not all together. People will take advantage of you because they feel you are not all together. Now, I want to bring you to the planet Mars, and we're going to move into the lessons for tonight. Remember, the planet Mars is the god of war that backs Aries, that funds Aries. All of the mythology and stories of Mars is connected to iron and steel. Every time you see Mars, it's talking about forging iron and steel. So whenever you hear iron, steel, and metal in any story, it's speaking of your mental. Metal is another word for mental. And the reason they use iron and steel is because you are hard-headed. So anytime you see the precious metals, they're talking about the different mindsets. So if they say you have a mine of silver, a mine of gold, that means you are becoming very flexible and not rigid in your thinking. You're outside of the box. So Mars, iron, and steel, and metals, this was the grade of steel we talked about last year on the show, you say, Miss Blue, the sacred numbers and lessons of the West Hemisphere?
Yes.
I told you the sacred number was 4140. By the way, we didn't forget we did that show. We didn't forget about that. We knew that.
Oh, yes, not at all.
It's not a pop-up like we just know. We 4140 is the number. And this was the metal, the steel that built America with all your bridges, all your infrastructure is connected to 4140. See, this not only this country, but around most of this world has an infrastructure issue. It's just like yourself. If you get too run down, you are starting to get away from taking care of your infrastructure. So 4140. And this is the most popular metal used for making guns. 4140, NRA. Now I'm going to uncover the 4140. Because I told you this was metal when I did this June 13. Me and Ms. Blue talked about this. And we exposed that it was metal. But I'm going to show you, because I said something on that show. I say it's also in Revelations. I'm not going to show you where it is, but the pure at heart would see it. So now I'm going to expose to you where this number is. It is in Revelations, because we are in Revelations, which means we are doing the revealing. You know, I'm so, Ms. Blue, thank you for giving all the brothers and sisters who did their work, who showed us we are standing on, and somebody will be standing on ours, because
yes.
it's a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody work went in vain.
That's right.
So shout out to Brother Bobby Hemming. Oh, man, much love, for real. All the brothers and sisters.
Yes, Brother Bobby, Queen Linda.
We're standing on the shoulders. And Brother Bobby dropped the information, and we are here doing the revealing.
Mm-hmm. Because
we are in Revelations 4140. The heart, it must be revealed. By the way, Friday night you dropped it. I got to give it you. You did your thing. You did your thing. Speaking of revealing, talking about an enigma, yeah, you dropped it.
Yeah.
Because that's what the revealing is all about. It's too many holes in these stories.
Yes.
So whenever you see mystery, you're talking about the missing story, mystery. It's a missing part of the story. And this is speaking to encryption. This is speaking to encryption. there's part in the medicine effect that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Page 54, chapter, How to Make the Barriers Fall. That's the name of the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks on encryption. And I quote, it says, more than 2,500 years, encryption has been used as a law.
Hmm.
Wow. It says, more than 2,500 years, the codes and encryption has been used as a law. And they say, whatever message you are carrying, in order to unlock it, you had to be there in the beginning to put it together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So anything that you could bring to a revealing, anything you could figure out, you came with it already. You came with the key to do it. Everybody on this planet came with a message. Everybody came with their own personal text message. You have to deliver your message.
Yes.
So I'm getting ready to fill the blank in with 4140. The number is in Revelations chapter 7, verse 4. 7:4 bring you back to 11, which is the gateway. October the 11th would be the workshop of the marriage of the conscious and superconscious mind. Revelations chapter 7, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
This is the seal of the 144,000 for the rapture.
Wow.
Chapter 7, verse 4. And it starts off and say, I heard a number of them which were sealed. It says 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
Mm.
That's another thing we got to get back in contact. What is real?
Yes.
What in your life is real? Are you the children of what is real? See, that's going back to calling a spade, because you got to tell what is real. Can you tell fiction from facts?
Yes.
Is this the reason you can't come up with solutions?
Mm.
Why you can't come up with solutions?
Right.
Because there's no solution for an illusion.
Yes.
There can be no solutions, and that's a solution. An answer from the soul. There's no solution for an illusion.
Yes.
So this number, 144,000, is an enigma. Thank you, Ms. Blue, for exposing enigmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Now, I'm going to read to you what it really says. I'm getting ready to translate in how it is written in the Bible. And it say, I heard a number 140 and 4,000. If you read it too fast, you'll miss the and in between, because the and means stop right here.
Yep.
Go read it. Go read it. I'm sorry, it's not 144,000. It never has been. It say, we heard the number, and the number was 100 and. Write 100 down. It didn't say, and 40. Write 40 down. And 4,000. 41:40. Now, that is real.
That's real.
That's real. Go read it yourself. So the four angels that heard the number are the elements. The elements are back in this tonight.
Yes.
So you must be sealed. You must be sealed because it's seals that need to be broken. That's just like yourself. It's just like going to the store buying milk, Miss Blue. Would you buy that milk if the seal not on the damn milk? If it's been opened and somebody drunk out the damn, would you buy that milk?
Oh no.
You're not gonna trust it if it's not sealed.
That's right.
What was that the story telling about the prince and the pauper? What is the importance of having a seal?
The seal, the importance of understanding and having the seal is really your proof of your authenticity. It is your divine uniqueness. It is the code that takes you back to your most ancient record. It is the seal that connects and separates everything and everyone on the planet at the same time. It's your connection to the Milky Way, your seal.
Mm. Mm.
And everyone
wow,
has
proof of who you are.
Yes, that's your proof of who you are. And the beautiful thing about it, like you said, Brother Bilal, no one else can produce your seal. They may be able to imitate. They may be able to act like. But when it comes time to pull out that seal, that's the proof of the authenticity, the seal. Mm.
So just like being in a meeting and you doing good and it's very good in this meeting you have going on, you're trying to get this big deal, and they say, you got us once you told us this, and that sealed the deal.
The deal, yes. That sealed the deal.
Because yes. You must know what you're talking about. It moves mm-hmm. me in the inside. Mm-hmm. So I grew up as a child hearing about the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
About how the rapture go come and take 144,000 of the chosen people. And I heard all the stories.
Yes.
And now I'm getting ready to tell you what the rapture is. What the rapture really is. Let me encrypt this for you. And the reason is 4140 because it's talking about metal, which is a missile, which is a mind that's being developed. Guess what the rapture is, Miss Blue? This is a mindset that is caught up in the rapture of love. Like Anita Baker said.
The rapture of love. La, da, da.
That's what the rapture really is.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is a mindset that is so in love with what it do that you would do it for absolutely nothing. And I'm caught up in the rapture of love. Remixed. Anita Baker said it. So everyone on the flight tonight is caught up in the rapture of love because that was the fee. Write that word down, F-E-E. We're going to come back to that later. But the rapture of love was your fee to get on the airplane.
Yes.
Because you know there are many different planes of existence. So now we are taking it to the airplane. We're not on an earth plane anymore. We done left earth. We in the air. So we in the airplane. Hemisphere. Lord of the air. Not rain.
Mm-hmm.
We are the air to the air. H-E-I-R-S to the A-I-R. We are the heirs to the air.
Yes.
All transmissions are in the air. Flight 4140 40. Are you caught up in the rapture of love? So I told you, write that word D down. Now I want you to put a slash next to that F-E-E and put this word next to it, which is N-I-X, which is Nix. This word, if you look it up, means not at all. This word means nothing. Nix, N-I-X, is another way of saying nothing. And you know we learn whenever you see nothing, we're talking about the spirit.
Yes.
So this is just like the score in tennis. What is called when the score in tennis is 0-0, Miss Blue?
It's called love.
Because it's 0-0.
Because
love. Do you have everybody realize everything keeps going back to love?
Yeah, the only thing that's real.
Mm. And if you take the L and put a D, you have dove. When dove, which is a sacred bird, because love do not have a price; it's priceless. Your friend needs some help. She needs some assistance with you, working some things out with her, and you do a great job. And she said, girl, how much do I owe you? He said, girl, you owe me nothing. That's out of love. You can't pay me for that. That's our friendship. That's out. Owe me zero. It's 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they have a payment connected to it. Think about it if you have a friend that's a mechanic, Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And he fixes transmissions, and your transmission go out on your car. And he tells you, look what you do. Just buy the parts, and the labor is on me, because he's talking about the labor of love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, the friendship have him caught up in the rapture of love.
Yes, 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 yes. So true.
And what the average person say? Damn, you mean you sure just buy the parts? And you going to do the work? Man, that's love.
That's serious.
That's love. Man,
that's
boy, do love. Love.
That's love.
And whenever there's love, we always have to have an exchange.
Yes.
So the exchange wouldn't hurt. He fixed that transmission for free. You must invite him and his family over for dinner as a love exchange.
Yes.
I have to do something for you because you showed me too much love. So I'm going to lay a spread out for you and your family. A labor of love. I'm going to labor over the stove of love because you showed love. So the love you put out is the love you get back.
Mm-hmm.
The love workshop, 7 layers of affection.
Yes. 7 layers of affection. Yes.
So... You want people, you want attention, you want attraction, you want people to marvel at you. Just do everything from excellence and love, and people will get caught up in the rapture of it.
Yes.
They will get caught in your love zone, which is a ring of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the energy behind all genius. Love.
Love. Mm-hmm.
You show me a person that don't love what they do, I'll show you a person you don't know. You show me a person that don't love what they do, I'll show you a person that you don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever someone do something out of love, in love,
yes,
it will stick out.
Yes, it will. Planet Remix, yeah.
Would you say nothing else real?
Nothing else is real but love. Yeah. That's it.
So I'm getting ready to expose what's the destination tonight. Because I would hate to get on a flight and not know where I'm going. And I'm so excited that you have a blind trust for me and Miss Blue to jump on a flight without knowing where you're going. I'm so glad you trust us.
Oh, we still in the sound barrier. It's all love. That's what they said. It's all love.
One more thing I want to bring up about the show, June 13, 2013. I spoke on something, and this is the destination tonight. I asked a question. I say, what is the name of the telescope that the Vatican in Arizona State owns?
Yes.
And we were trying to see what was the name of that telescope.
Yes,
and I know
yes.
Someone in the chat won't remember. What did they say? What's the name of that telescope?
Lucifer.
The biggest telescope in the world.
Lucifer.
Able to see on other planets. The Vatican in Arizona State owns it.
Ain't that something?
It's in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Arizona. So everybody have their pen, right?
Mm-hmm. Y'all writing it down?
Write the word Arizona. And I'm writing it with you.
A-R-I-Z-O-N-A. Arizona.
All right, everybody. Circle the A-R-I. And that is short for Aries. Underline the Z-O-N, and that's short for zone. Z-O-N-E. And you see the A at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona is Aries Zone A, home of the ancient Aztecs, the so-called home of Sleeping Beauty. So we're kissing her tonight. I say so-called. Hold that. Wake up, Sleeping Beauty. Because we have a wedding to attend, the Sagittarian. And guess who the Sagittarian? Because you know Sagittarius is a fire sign, right? Guess who this is? Setmet. This is the goddess Setmet we're moving into. Hottest daughter of Aset, Venus, straight from the planet Ceres.
Yes.
So we're going to expose who's the trailblazer, who's the firebird that's going to make this kiss tonight. Hold on to Arizona, because Arizona is Aries Zone A. And they must, in order to have a Zone A, they must have a Zone B.
Yes.
Good. Miss Blue. So we go find Sleeping Beauty, the princess. That's sleeping. Because you know they say they mine Sleeping Beauty in Arizona.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But could you bring us to
yes.
the B zone?
Yes, yes, yes. We can definitely talk about the B zone, and we're going to definitely talk about Sleeping Beauty, because like you said, Brother Bilal, supposedly Sleeping Beauty is in Arizona. There's actually a mountain there, and in that particular mountain that's located in Arizona, well, it would be Arizona at this time, is where they mine the precious, very, very precious gemstone, one of the world's oldest gemstone called Sleeping Beauty. It's not where Walt Disney got the story of Sleeping Beauty from. This came way, way before Walt Disney even knew and understood the story about Sleeping Beauty. But this goes all the way back to the Aztecs. But I want to kind of bring you guys to something right now. And the attention, Brother Bilal, you were talking about all the energy on the planet right now. And it's so much. And as you guys know, something is happening in Arizona and going on through Las Vegas that hasn't happened for a very long time. And that is, it's flooding. It's flooding in that particular area. And one of the things, and that happened on September the 9th. I really want you guys to kind of stay with me here so you can understand how this is going. So on September the 9th, that flooding began. That flooding started. That flooding happened. And in Arizona, all of that energy that was going on there. Well, if you remember the show that I did with Dr. Brown, when we talked about, and actually I got an amazing email from a brother, I believe, that reminded me, he went to go listen to that show that myself and Dr. Brown did, that we talked about the codes of darkness, and we talked about melanin. And one of the things that was key in there, also what Dr. Brown talked about, was the vagus nerve, and how that vagus nerve traveled all the way down to the heart and how it connected itself to vital organs and vital meridian points inside the body. So these floods took place on 9-9, September the 9th. These floodings happened. Now, I want to talk about what Zone B is, because you're right, Brother Bilal, if you have a Zone A, which is the zone that's there in Arizona, you must have a Zone B. In fact, right. Zone C, a Zone D, a Zone E, a Zone F, and a Zone G. But I want you to stay here because that vagus nerve that all of us have inside of our body is something very, very unique, significant to us. That vagus nerve is like a ley line, ley lines that travel all across the planet, carrying information, carrying cosmic knowledge, carrying ancient DNA, carrying all of that. It's the meridians and the zones are ley lines. So the meridians and the zones in the body and the chakras and all of those, they mimic the ley lines on the planet. So now, what is Zone B? What's really going on with all of this energy that's here? Well, in order for us to understand this, we have to kind of go way, way back. We got to go way back, and we got to go back. So I want to tell you guys this so you can follow me here with this story. Remember a couple of years ago, I told the story about a dream. And in this particular dream, I went inside this building. And inside this building, there were many different levels. And I went and I waited outside the doorway. And there was a gentleman that was there that was sitting on the floor. And he had these huge leaves. And some of the leaves looked like they could have been tobacco leaves. I don't even know what kind of leaves they were. They could have been something dried out. But he was talking to me, and we went through this whole scenario about these leaves and just about these people and what was happening and where I was at that particular time. As you guys know, I spent a lot of times in the records. And so a lot of times when we're inspired to do these things, things will begin to come up. Things will begin to reveal themselves to us. Now, you guys know I've been a big gem lover, so I've always loved the Sleeping Beauty turquoise. It's one of my favorite. In fact, I have a DNA Sleeping Beauty turquoise ring that I'm actually wearing right now. But I want to talk to you a little bit about this. And I want you to understand that Arizona has a lot of portals and gateways in it. And this is why, even on one of the shows where I told you that in that between that area of Las Vegas, Arizona, and Nevada, sitting up on the hill, that there is a shrine to the goddess Sekhmet there. And we talked about those portals. and how we had gateways, and not and a lot of those gateways took you to many different places. And that particular portal of the goddess Sekhmet, that shrine that's there, is actually a direct gateway into, of course, Egypt, to be connected there. But I want you to know that most of the land that's owned inside of Arizona is owned by the government, because in a lot of these gateways are protected because this is a direct gateway to Zone B. Now, I've spent quite a few times in Arizona, and even before my consciousness had even awakened me to this point, I think I've told the stories about all of those unique things that happened to me when I stepped foot on Arizona soil. And I spent about 8 months there in Arizona and was able to travel across the countryside and really feel the energy there. And anyone who's living in Arizona, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I want to talk to you about this portal, about these gateways that are located in Arizona and where this direct connection is. This is something that the world does not want you to begin to understand, but we are going to expose that. We're going to really kind of show you this here so you can get a great understanding about this. And I want you to understand that this is the real home of Sleeping Beauty. This is the real home of Sleeping Beauty when you begin to understand this. But we have to travel back. You know how they say we have to go way, way back. We have to go back, and we have to kind of go back to a very ancient time. And one of the connections between these two places is the Aztecs. That's going to be one of our ancestors that have a strong connection there, as well as the goddess Aset, as well as the star Ceres. So all of these things coming together is you're going to understand about what's happening right now in Arizona and Nevada, and also what's going on as well. And the place that we have to go back to is we have to go to a temple. We have to go inside this temple, but this is a very, very unique temple. And many of you may have never heard of this place. You may not even understand what is going on. But this is a temple that have many, many zones in it. It has a zone A. It has a zone B. It has a zone C. It has a zone D. It has a zone E. It has a zone F. And it has a zone G. It's a very ancient temple. In this particular temple, there are some things that have been protected, and they've been protected for very good reason. See, there was a time when there was an attempt back in the early 1900s to really begin to open up some of this energy that was inside this temple. And everyone who took their ass into this temple and made any attempts to do anything ended up dead. They ended up dying. And then the second attempt to open up this temple was in the early 1900s. And in the 1930s is when they attempted to open up this temple again. And when they went into this temple again, the second time that they went into this temple, it unleashed a raft. Do you understand? Talk about caught up in the rapture. It unleashed a raft of serpents, of snakes that came upon the land. And they could not even begin to understand what was going on, what was happening at this particular time. And also during that time, when they attempted to go into that temple and open it up, they heard something. They heard something, they saw something, and they felt something that they have never, ever, ever been able to hear again. And that was, they heard the sound of roaring, raising, rising water. That sound like it was strong enough to encompass the whole planet. They got scared. They closed that shit off. and they left that shit alone. That was back in the 1930s. That was back in the 1930s. But then again, what ended up happening, because you know here on the planet, we just can't help ourselves. We can't help ourselves. So what happened again, and I'm going to let you know where this is taking place at, and I'm going to give you the name of the temple here, but I want you to stay with me for just a second. The second place that this occurred, it happened again in 2011. And the reason it happened again in 2011, because a lot of souls were able to transport themselves back into this place. Their memory was able to come back online, and they remembered, it's some stuff up in that place that we need to get to. It's some stuff up in there that connects everybody, that connects the Egyptians, that connects the Greeks, that connects the Persians, that connects the Sumerians, that connects the Aztecs, that connects the Hopis, that connects the Moors, that connects everybody together. And they wanted to get back in there. And so they made a position. And I want you guys to understand. I want you to understand this. You know, when you tell someone not to do something, you know they want to do it. Think about even us as children or our children. When someone tells you don't do that, don't go look in that room, don't go open that box, don't go touch that closet. You know, just think about that, whether it was your birthday time or any of those things. When you've been told don't do that, oh, you know that energy that you just want to go do it so bad. You just want to go peek underneath the bed and see what your parents got hiding for you. You want to go peek in the closet. You want to go see. You want to go see what they told you don't go do. Don't go mess with that house on the corner. Don't go talking to that old lady. Whatever it is, when you tell someone not to do it, they want to go do it again. You know? You know? So I want you to think about this. When you tell one of your deepest secrets, please don't tell anybody. Please don't do that. If it ain't this boo, please don't do that. Okay? I want you to think about that. You tell one of your deepest, darkest secrets to somebody. The next phone call you get, you know your business is all out in the damn streets. Everybody knows what's going on.
Tell the person, don't do it like saying, go do it. You know? Yeah, damn.
It's almost like giving them the go-ahead to go ahead and do it. Well, that's exactly what has been happening over the years with this particular temple. And so people have been itching for eons. They have been told, told. They've been told, don't open it under no circumstances. Do not open this. Well, check it out. Check it out. You know they wanted to go open it. You know they wanted to go. Oh, you know they just couldn't help themselves, you know. You know, what they have even done is they've gone to the governor for permission, you see. They went to the governor. They went to the family. They went to the family who was in charge. And you know what the family told them? Check it out. We looking at some ancient texts, and our ancestors told us, don't go messing with that shit. That you better leave that shit alone. So they said, look, we don't care what's up in that piece. We don't care what y'all find. We ain't got nothing to do with that. So they said, you know what? We gonna go to the government. We want the government. We gonna petition. We want to get up in there. We want to open it. Well, they were able to open things, Brother Bilal. They was able to open up chamber C. They was able to open up D. They was able to open up E. They was able to open up F. And they was able to open up G. They was able to get all of them open. And guess what they found once they opened this up?
What they found.
Inside what they found, is they found little clues. It was almost like going on a treasure hunt. And if you've ever been young and went on a treasure hunt, you know, it's real exciting because every time you get one clue, it leads a clue to the next clue. And the next clue leads a clue to the next clue. Well, once they started to open up these chambers, they found gold. They found silk. They found material. They found riches starting at $20 million, going all the way up to close to $20 billion, and gold and coins and souvenirs. They found ancient texts and writings that took them all the way back to almost the beginning of time. They found things from all forms of civilization, not just their civilization, but all forms. And they found clues that told them the next chamber to go open. So, of course, they had been bit by the chamber bug. And in each one of those clues, it said everything that was in Chamber B. They said Chamber B is the biggest chamber out of all of the chambers. And if you could get in Chamber B, oh my goodness, you are going to find everything you need. It's going to infuse you with the mind, body, soul, spirit, technology to take you from one world to the other world. It is going to change the world as we know it forever. So follow me. Ever since the early 1900s, they have been attempting to open up this chamber. Now, the first time they went screwing around with Chamber D, that's when they heard that water. And they asses got scared. They got real scared. I mean, I'm talking about scared straight. They got scared straight and ran they ass up out of there. And here's the thing. They wasn't even inside the damn chamber. They was just walking down the damn, opened the door that led to Chamber B. They wasn't even inside Chamber B. And they heard that. And they left it alone. And then they decided that they were going to keep going. They was going to keep messing with this chamber. So in 2011, the government said, okay, go ahead, open it. Go ahead. That's what y'all been itching to do. Go on and open it. Here's what they found out when they got to the chamber. One of the things that they found out is that they took a look. They took sort of these experts. They brought experts from all over the world who were used to deciphering and understanding how to read ancient texts. Well, all they had to do was call somebody from Planet Remix. They could have called any of you. It didn't have to be me. It didn't have to be Brother Bilal, because as soon as you look at that door, it's not much to interpret. It says, leave this shit the fuck alone. That's what the door said. You didn't need somebody who was proficient in translating ancient texts to tell you that that door says, don't come mess with this. If you are not the one who understand how this door got sealed, don't come over here. Don't come messing with this. But guess what? Once again, they didn't know how to back that ass up. They just kept messing with that door. So what they decided to do is that they wanted to see, I know what, we'll blow the door up, because the door doesn't have any latches on it. It doesn't have anything to open the door up. So they figured, guess what? We're gonna send something in that door. We're gonna use some ultraviolet light, and we're gonna be able to shine it inside. We're gonna find a crack, and we're gonna get that light up in there, and we're gonna be able to see what's inside that door. Not so much. The material that this is sealed with and that it's made, it could not penetrate it. They tried to blow this door up. They didn't try to do everything that they possibly can to open up this door. But then there was this one man, and I know he's telling the truth because I've been there in the spirit world. I've been inside Chamber B, and I'm going to tell you guys what's inside Chamber B, and I'm going to tell you what's really going on. I'm going to get to that. I'm just taking my time here so y'all can follow me. As they continue to go and they got closer and closer. They heard something. They didn't know what it was. They was like, shh, what's that noise? Did somebody hear that? They was all looking at each other. They said, no, we don't. What you hear? They said, be quiet. They heard this humming. They heard this humming, just like we listen to the sounds of Robert Glasper in Open Mind, where he says, that hum, the hum that your grandmother used to make, the hum that we hum our babies to sleep with. They heard this hum. They was trying to figure out where is the noise coming from. And then all of a sudden, they looked up, and guess what they saw? Guess what they saw? They saw seven bodies. You heard me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They heard seven. They seen seven bodies that was wrapped in silk. Had not deteriorated one bit. The bodies, everything was really preserved. And they started looking like, what? So they backed off again. They said, hold up, seven bodies outside in front of this door. How do we get inside of this door? This is real, you guys. I'm not making this is not fiction. This is real. Humming. They saw humming. They looked at the silk. They touched the silk there. And when they touched the silk, they began to look on the door. And on the door were two huge serpents. The seven bodies that were around. And the serpents were there. They could hear the humming inside of there. So they said, we got to figure out what's in there. So they went back through. They went back to the government again. The government said, hey, check it out. People starting to have a lot of dreams over here. People are saying that their ancestors are coming to visit them. I want you guys to listen to this. This is real talk. People are saying their ancestors are coming to them. They are having a lot of dreams. The children are waking up in the middle of the night screaming. They're saying all of this stuff. Leave that shit alone. So the government has been going back and forth. You can go open it. Oop, nope, you can't. You can go mess with it. No, you can't. So they went back and they started looking at all the clues. And absolutely every single one of the clues showed them that inside Chamber B, there was something greater than gold was worth on this planet. And they said it is estimated inside of B that it's over $80 billion worth of gold, all of the seals that hold this dimension together exist inside. All of the seals are in there. All of the material, silks and garments and all of the riches is in there. There are coins inside of there. There are ancient texts worth over $80 billion. But there's something else in there that is so valuable. What is located inside of there is a portal. It's a vortex. And this particular vortex is a direct connection with the star Ciri, the star Sirius. You guessed it. Inside of there, they've even found some ancient text that has the goddess Osset on the writings, letting you know. But then there's something else inside of there. There's a very, very key and significant thing. But I want to talk about the star Sirius there, because we know that connection. We know that ancient and divine connection. We know how powerful the star Sirius is, what we call the Venus star or the goddess Osset star. We know how powerful she is. But I want you to understand this. When they start to look at the brightness of stars, the lower the number, the more powerful, so that you can see that everything here has been infused with the knowledge and the technology of our ancestors. I told you guys that this era that we were in is the era of the origin, but here's something else I want you to understand. We are in the age of technology, but not technology as you would think, not the technology that builds computers. That's technology, but technology that builds languages, technologies that build worlds, technology to be able to travel beyond this dimension and beyond, not the technology at this 3D level technology, but spiritual technology. And inside of B contains the spiritual technology. So the star Sirius vibrates at one of the lowest frequencies, which means that it is the highest rate. It is the brightest star. And that's 100 and what, Brother Bilal, you was just telling us? And 44,000, that same number. So when we start talking about 144,000, even the Bible give reference to the star Siri. You better know your magic for real. Because that's the connection. That is the divine connection that connects you. It is the star Sirius. Now, check this out, because I want you to understand so you can keep following along. So you can understand this is how fast that speed of light is moving, and that's considered to be very slow. So we know that we can travel through the moon. We know that we can go to the sun, because here on Planet Remix, we done been in the sun. We done traveled to the sun. We done took rides on the moon. We done skydived from the moon. We done did all of that, right? We've even been to Star Siri. And those of you who've had the soul sessions from me, you know about them other worlds and other places as well. So I want you to stay with me. So inside of B, it is a portal. It is a gateway. So that gateway does take you. It takes you directly to the star Siri. See, many people think they know how to get there, but see, there is information in there that really allows you, and that is the divine portal, one of the major portals for you to go. And also, it gives light to something. I want to take you back to Sleeping Beauty. Real quick, as we continue here, Sleeping Beauty Turquoise, it's a very unique toy turquoise. If you haven't seen Sleeping Beauty Turquoise, like I said, it's one of the oldest stones. You know, the Egyptians used this particular stone, our ancestors out of ancient Kemet. It's been used all over. It's been used for everywhere. One of the things it's excellent for when it comes to the physical human body, it's excellent for blood. And really just don't think of the blood that's running through your skin, but also your physical bloodline, really, really helping with putting the pieces together and helping you to understand those codes of your ancestors in your human bloodline as well as spiritual bloodline. It's excellent for the liver. So for those of you out there, this is definitely a stone. It helps to protect the liver. It has a lot of minerals in them, copper being one of them, and also traces of silver and all of these divine things. So it's one of the oldest gemstones that is out there. And this particular stone, as the Aztecs, the ancient Aztecs seen this, they seen this as the stone that connect the sky and the sea. The as above and so below. And one of the reasons that they connected this stone, as above, so below, is because where the turquoise lies, you're going to find a major portal where there is a portal above to travel to other worlds and beyond, and a portal below that's going to help you travel to other places that is even here through the earth. And so this portal that connects these two places together, where the real Sleeping Beauty is lying, is in no other place than India. You heard me. This is inside India. It's inside the temple. And the temple, listen. I want you to understand that they are the same place. India and Arizona is the same place. Do y'all hear me? It's the same place. This is exactly why it's flooding in India and it's flooding in Arizona. But let me tell you also why. Because, see, they done went and started screwing with Chamber B again. And while they're screwing with Chamber B, it opened up that floodgate. That floodgate opened up. It opened up on the 9th. And here's something else I want you to understand so you can know. They flooded at the same time, 9-9-2014. They both flooded at the same time because they have a divine connection. They're one in the same. The Aztecs understood it. The Egyptians understood it. They all understood. The Hopi Indian understood that they were connected, and they traveled between those portals. Now, check this out. So 9-9 is when it flooded, right? I want you to understand a uniqueness about what's going on. And so you can understand how past lies and that we are the ancestors and how things come back. A lot of people who have incarnated inside of Arizona, meaning they were born in Arizona, or they incarnated in India, that is one of their main portals for their soul group that they will incarnate. So if you were to take a look inside Arizona, the average population of the people living there is 99 years old. Did you hear me? 99 years old. This is one of the few places on the planet where the average population is 99 years old. And if you were to go to India and you were to take a look at the average age of their population, it's 9. See the connection? 999. Do you understand? It flooded on the 9th because these souls, this divine soul group, have made a connection with themselves, and they have swapped again. And every 100 years, a soul comes back to complete their work. So now you have souls who live in Arizona who are also souls who have incarnated in India, and souls who are in India who have incarnated where? In Arizona. The floodgate is open. The sea is open. The sky is open. And guess what they decided to do in Arizona? They decided to do something they haven't done in a very long time, but they knew it was necessary for them to do. They have stopped mining Sleeping Beauty. They said they were going to do it for a few years. They were going to just stop mining Sleeping Beauty. They're not out of Sleeping Beauty. They stopped. Because Sleeping Beauty has left the building. And she's in India. That's where Sleeping Beauty is. She's in India now. She swapped. She went back with her soul group. She went back with her divine soul group. I want you guys to see how all of these things are connected together. You can do your research on that. And you can understand. They're at the Pamanabhaswamy Temple. This is exactly where they are. So I want you to know that these souls are there. So, you know, 99 and 9. And if you take them numbers and you flip them upside down, then you will understand that mark of the beast. It really ain't the beast that's the mark. It's to really understand that there is a divine connection going on between the soul groups. Pamanabhaswamy Temple. I believe that's how you say it. Esther was kind of, Esther got a lot of past lives in India. So she didn't do that swap.
Yeah, the way you just said that, I thought you just came from that. Man,
you're
talking about a sandwich, you know?
No.
Bawami, man, wow.
That's, yes, definitely some toning linguistics, but I want you guys to understand that. I want you to understand that. So I, whenever these things come up, I wanted to take a note of this as we continue, because I'm gonna tell you guys about some other things that's going on. What I decided to do is, because there were some key significant things here, 99 years old, 9 years old. Now, we have remix listeners that listen as young as 5 years old and as old as 108 years old that listen to Planet Remix. But I did want to talk to the children. I wanted to talk to the children because I want you to understand something. The nine-year-olds that are on the planet, particularly those who are in India and all over, are broadcasting right now. They're broadcasting their ancient records. So this is definitely, you should always be listening to the children, but you definitely should listen. And one of the things that I found, I kind of did a sweep and a survey. This is not all the children, but the majority of the children on the planet that are 9 years old are boys. And the majority of the people who are on the planet right now that are seven are girls. What did we find? 99 was the flood. There's the average age inside India is 9. The average age in Arizona is 99. How many people were standing in front of the temple? 7. The average age of the girls are 7.
Wow.
So I want to bring this to your understanding. I want you to know that in India right now, it's significant things that are going on with 9 years old. There's a nine-year-old that is actually he's a boss in a factory in India. There's a nine-year-old that is calling herself a psychic. She's calling herself a psychic. Nine-year-olds are the ones waking up their parents, telling them that they're having dreams about people going in that chamber B and telling them, don't go mess with that, because see, the only one that has the seal is going to be the one who opens the door. There will be no abracadabra. You're going to have to say more than open sesame than to get chamber B to open. You're really going to have to carry the seal, but you can get in there. How do I know? Because I was in there and was able to see what was in the temple. So I know that you can go in there. You can go inside the temple. But I did get a chance to talk to two of our young gods, two boys, who are nine-year-old. Yeah, yeah. And I asked them a couple of questions, Brother Bilal. It was just some simple questions. Yeah. I wanted to see what was on their mind and what they told me. I spoke to a young boy. His name is Javon. He's 9 years old. He was born on April 27th. And he told me, I asked him what was the number one thing that was most important to him. And he said his family. The second thing, I asked him if he had a wish for the world, what could it be? He got a little puzzled there. But then I asked him to tell me about him and the stars. What was his connection? He told me that the stars, that they were shining bright and that they glowed, and it made him feel so peaceful whenever he would look at the stars. This is a nine-year-old, you guys. This is the nine-year-old. Okay. This is the nine-year-old that was there. And so then, the nine-year-old was there. And then I spoke to Sister Manya's son, who's also 9 years old. And I was able to talk to him, Tariq. And I asked him, what was the most important thing to him right now? And he told me, doing what my mother says do. Doing what my mother says to do. That was most important to him. And I said, why is that important to him, to you? And he said, because I love my mother. I said, if you had a wish for the world, and you could give the world a wish, if you could send out this divine message to the world, what would it be? He said, to be safe and to be happy. To be safe and to be happy. And then I asked him, I said, tell me about the stars. He said, oh, I love the stars. You could just see his little energy and everything just begin to light up inside of him. He said when he thinks about the stars, he could be jumping, he can be flipping, he can be doing backflips. He gets excited when he thinks about the stars. It makes him feel free. It makes him feel happy. I thought that was simply amazing. So I got a chance to talk to a couple of the young brothers who were 9 years old, and they shared some divine insight there just about where their energy was and how they thought about this. And keep in mind, this is unscripted. This is them not knowing anything. This is simply, you know, me asking to speak to them. Actually, Esther helped me with this as well, and Sister Manya, just really kind of asking them, do you mind if Miss Blue speaks to the children? You guys know I do the baby lotus, the glowing lotus readings, and I've dealt with tons of the children. And so then I got a chance to speak to a young sister who was 7 years old, and her name is Victoria. And I will tell you this, her mama is a priestess, was in the priesthood, and this little Victoria, 7 years old, born on April 17th, when I asked her what was the most important thing to her right now, she said, Brother Bilal, she's definitely caught up in the rapture of love. She said it was her toy, her Batman phone. I said, your Batman phone? She said, yes, that she got a Batman phone from her friend, and that was so important to her because her friend gave it to her, and she was able to talk to her friends and her sister on her Batman phone. And then, of course, she let me know, Miss Blue, you know, basically, it's not a real phone. It's a play phone. I thought that was too cute. I asked her, what is your wish for the world at this time? What is your wish for the world at this time? She told me her wish was for everything to go back to being normal. This is someone 7 years old telling me that her wish was to go back to being normal. Normal, you guys. And then the second thing I asked her was to tell me about the stars. She said, oh, I love the stars. The stars are all sparkly. They light up. She said, when I think about the stars, I also think about the sun. And she said, you know, one time her mother and father brought her this dark blue sweater that had the stars in it. And she said, that the stars were shining all over. And I said, well, what did you love about that shirt, that top that you had with the stars on it? She said, it made me feel like I was blending in with the stars. She said, it made me feel like I was blending in and a part of the stars. So, see, our children understand that. And then last but not least, I want to tell you this, and then I'll share two little children what they told me. She said she had a dream. I said, tell me about your dream. Once again, it really was about the dream. She told us about the dream for the world to go back to being normal, but she shared a dream with me, a very powerful dream. She said she had a dream about her and her cousin being in the basement. And she said while they were in the basement, they went downstairs in the basement, I believe she said, in a house that they now live in. And this is why I tell you guys, pay attention to your children. Please pay attention to them. They don't need us to corrupt their minds with things here. Listen to them. Pay attention. So little Miss Victoria told me that her and her cousin went down in the basement. And when they went downstairs in the basement, there was a man in the basement. And she went on to tell me that sometimes she had dreams about monsters. And when she did, those dreams really hurt her, like she could feel like she got hurt. But she said in this particular dream, this man was downstairs, and the man turned into an alien. She said, and then he started turning other people into an alien. He turned her cousin into an alien. And she said, then she asked him to turn her into an alien. And she said, because her cousin was turned into an alien. So the man reached out. And she said it didn't hurt, it tickled and turned her into an alien. And there were other aliens that were standing there. And she said, they looked at her, and then they gave her a hug. And she said, and then they were able to help her. This is a seven-year-old. And then she said, wait a minute, Miss Blue, I had another dream. I said, another dream? She said, I had another dream, Miss Blue, and there was a huge white owl. She said, the owl was so big, it was so huge, and it was flying around, and it landed on her sister's shoulder. And then she said, and I wanted to go back to that dream so bad, she said, but my mother woke me up. She said, I couldn't go back to that dream. But she went to go tell that dream how powerful our children are. And letting us understand about what is going on. Please, please listen to your children. And then the last two, also two children of a priestess, Aaliyah and Sariah, both of these amazing two sisters, who are twins, by the way. One has a desire to be a gymnast who loves to do flips and loves to be here. The other one, who art is on her heart. And when I asked Sariah what was her gift to the world, she said her being an artist. I want you to understand what these children are speaking. She said for her to be an artist, that's her gift to the world. So our children understand their path. These are significant ages for our children, as with all of them. But in this particular time, at this time, 7, 9, you want to listen to all of your children, but definitely you want to hone in on when they're speaking to us, when they're telling us something, because they are really speaking to the signs of the time. So Chamber B is the same. This is why it is flooding. I told you I would tell you why it was flooding in India, because that gateway, that portal has been opened. Those souls are now reincarnating themselves back from India to Arizona, from Arizona to India. It is the same place. They're able to open up that energy. The sky and the sea, as above, so below. You'll hear so much talk about as above, so below. You're also going to start to see a lot of movies that's going to speak about being in ancient ruins again and chambers again. You're going to see that. You're going to see that. I know it's raining a lot of places and it's flooding, but not like it's flooding in Arizona and Las Vegas, and not like it's flooding in India. To date, thousands have
rain
made
in
their
the
transition. Yes, it is raining in a desert. Do y'all understand? It is raining in a desert. This is the ancient DNA, just like the plant, the resurrection plant. Brother Bilal, you was telling me about Brother Sadat, who sent you that information about the resurrection plant out of Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
It is raining in the desert. These tears are awakening ancient DNA. That is what's going on at this time. And all of that technology, all of what we know, the spiritual technology, technology that will change the world forever, is inside Chamber B. But only the one who can speak and understand the sound, that hum, is going to be able to open that door. I want to remind you of something, that this is also the year that the Dalai Lama decided that he would not pick a precursor, that he would not reincarnate. He was not going to pick a child who was below the age of 9 and below. He was not going to do it. The government has even threatened him and told him, you better respect reincarnation. Our nation. He said he would not. Here's the reason that I found he would not, because there are so many souls that are reincarnated that the Dalai Lama himself has already returned back to this land. There's no need to have another one, because there's so many who are walking the planet at this time, and we have to understand that we are the ancestors. We are. And so all of this ancient knowledge can be woken up inside of us. And these signs and symbols are here for a reason. It has absolutely nothing to do where you reincarnated at, because so many of us are connected. And in the coming shows, myself and Brother Bilal will be telling you other places that are connected, that are one in the same, like Arizona and India. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, and don't stop. You know, that man. Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I'm listening to what you say about the Dalai Lama, and we move into an area where we're going to be self-guided.
Yes.
Yeah, and I promise you, I looked at the news when India was flooded. I thought it was Arizona because, you know, it was happening at the same time, and I said, damn, it looked different in Arizona, and it was showing, you know, that red caption at the top, it was in India.
Yes.
Like, wow. Same red dirt, same red.
Yes.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Powerful. Chamber B.
Chamber B. No coincidence that is connected to the blue star, the star here.
Wow. Wow. And I tell you what, we're getting ready to send the energy to the, I'm excited you located Sleeping Beauty, because I need to line her up with the fire god that's going to be making the kiss, because you know the big date is coming up October the 11th.
Yes.
To move us
yes.
into the December energy, like I told you, December mm-hmm. 21st. Wow. If we could, thank you, Ms. Blue. That was, got me. I'm thinking about even with the children, because
yes.
the children coming with the lessons.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They are the technology.
Yes, they're the technology. They are directly connected with Sirius B. And I didn't just survey Remix, Planet Remix 9-year-olds. I kind of went out there and just kind of got them all. They all are connected to Sirius B. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And with that said, I want to ask a question. What is the fee of the spirit? What's the fee? Mm-hmm. Can we just talk about that? What's the fee? Zero? Nothing?
Nothing. Love. Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Let's bring it back to that fee. Write F-E-E down again.
Mm-hmm. Y'all write F-E-E down again.
And put the N-I-X behind it. What do we have there?
Phoenix. Mm-hmm.
Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona.
The Phoenix.
Yes.
The real fee of the spirit, which
yes.
is love, which is nothing.
Yes.
The Bennu bird.
Mm-hmm.
B-E-N-N-U, the Bennu bird.
Yes.
The phoenix bird that rose from the ashes, the fire
yes.
bird.
There it is.
But we're talking about a person that's in raw spirit.
Yes. Like the digital ritual site, we let everybody know that this is raw and uncut.
Yeah, raw spirit. Yes. The phoenix becomes the celestial ruler of all the birds.
Mm-hmm. The humming sound, the hummingbird.
Yes.
Yes.
It's look, check out what the phoenix is. See, there's a difference in the phoenix and the eagle. They are so closely related. But the phoenix is the evolution and the excellence of the eagle.
Yes.
Just as the unicorn is the excellence of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
There's a magical side. So what's the fee? What's the phoenix? which is the great symbol of rebirth and resurrection.
Yes.
Also the seal on the back of the dollar bill.
Mm-hmm.
So with this energy of the Phoenix, I'm a Phoenix, Arizona. There's a lot of cities in Arizona.
Sure is.
There's a lot of Prescott. There's a lot of cities in Arizona. But there's a mystery of rebirth with the Phoenix. The mystery, a missing story of rebirth every 500 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every resurrection of coming back from the dead story has its origin with the Phoenix. P-H-O-E-N-I-X. The Phoenix legend is said to live 500 years.
Yes.
The mythology and legend behind the Phoenix is said the Phoenix builds itself a nest laced with frankincense, myrrh, and cinnamon.
Yes.
And when the spirit moves, the Phoenix, it strikes the match. It strikes the match. And then it lights a fire of the nest and gets in. So this is a person that know they in a bunch of shit. And I'm going to lay in the bed. I mean, you know what? I'm going to jump in the fire. Because
yes.
I no longer could avoid it. Eventually, it's coming to this point anyway. But the Phoenix gets in the heart of the fire. Because it understands it's only killing the body. The body is the only thing decaying, because you can't kill a spirit. You can't kill a soul, only transformative. So the body is decaying. And then it said with the Phoenix is a certain kind of worm that comes. And so you were just talking about the Aztecs, because the Aztecs brought us the formula, which is made from 100% blue agave, which is tequila. Because the Aztecs used tequila to spit out and channel spirits. And remember, in tequila, they put the worm in tequila?
That's right, the blue agave. Yes.
And this Phoenix grows from a worm. The wormhole?
Yes.
And the worm starts to feed and nurture off the juices of the dead bird?
Yes.
See, we're talking very symbolic here. And then the bird picks up the bones and the ashes, and it flies from Arabia into Egypt, which is called Helios. So we're talking about the bird flying into the sun.
Yes.
But look what the overall aim of this methodical bird is called. It says the priest inspects the registration and dates of the bird, of the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a mark that your slave trade is over. We have been registered. We are at the highest point of spiritual transformation, because that's where they mine Sleeping Beauty inside the mines, and the Mayans told you the date would come.
Yes.
The Phoenix covered with glossy purple feathers, red and blue tail.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about your transformation. This was most different from the Greeks having the swine, or the Romans having the eagle, peacock in the east, all symbolic of birds.
but the phoenix and the eagle was once known as Scorpio. This was transformed into Scorpio, the death and the rebirth house. It's the same energy. They just changed the name, but the phoenix is always present because it's the backdrop. This is where the great work sits, right where Saturn is sitting right now.
Yes.
So we are living in the story of the phoenix. You will rise from the ashes. Phoenix, Arizona. What is the main attraction in Arizona? Please help me in the chat room. What's the main attraction in Arizona? What did everybody go there to see?
Come on. You guys know what they go to Arizona to see. What's
the main attraction? Chat room, help me, please. Because, look, once you tell me what the main attraction is, I'm going to tell you why the Vatican and Arizona State got that telescope there.
Oh, yeah. Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon. That big hole in the ground that they told you an asteroid hit and made that big crater. Now, how an asteroid going to hit that without destroying all the rest of that shit? Do you know how big that asteroid would have to be?
Right.
What are the Vatican looking for?
They tried to find out.
This is the Grand Canyon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
It's the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what the Grand Canyon really is. And why the Vatican say, man, when they get back, I think these aliens are going to be hostile. Because they did their research and they say, man, it's looking like the Grand Canyon is a landing space for a fucking spacecraft.
Yes, yes.
That fills the whole hole in.
Yes.
A spacecraft the size of a city. Not only
yes.
in Arizona, but every crater on this planet is connected to spacecraft.
Yes.
Aliens. But the only mothership you need to be concerned with is the mothership of love. Let the space in your head fill with love. Don't be an airhead. Fill the space with love.
Yes.
So the date on the kiss of Sleeping Beauty, September 18th, which is 9 again, 1 and 8, 9, 9 again, 2:14. Watch that date. Watch what I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Because she has to wake up before the wedding takes place. I told you the marriage is taking place. She'll be throwing lights all over the damn place. I told you this. But who is this fire god that's going to make the kiss? And indeed, he is a fire god, the raw spirit himself. This brother made his transition September 18th, 1970. He is the god of the electric guitar. His name is Jimi Hendrix, with the IX on the end, just like Phoenix.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
He lit the guitar on fire and marveled the world. He lit her on fire because him and his electric lady was caught up in the rapture of love.
Of love, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Jimi Hendrix was the perfect model of raw spirit, no thinking.
Yes.
All in, all love, all excellence, all art. Andre 3, Stack 3000 have a movie coming out the end of this month playing Jimi Hendrix because he done caught the spirit.
Yes.
Just like I told you, Tupac, spirit returns.
Mm-hmm.
All for Sleeping Beauty. All for Sleeping Beauty. And I'm, you know what? I'm going to throw this out there because you still, you could do the research and won't figure this one out. In November, we head to Turkey. I'm telling you now. We going to collect our shit from around. We going to Turkey. Istanbul. We going to Turkey in November.
That's right. Istanbul.
Spirit dropped it on me about Turkey. And we're going to pair them up and show you what the portal to Turkey is. And we're doing that in Thanksgiving. 11-11. Big date.
Yes, yes, yes.
Going to Turkey next.
Mm-hmm.
In November. But it's Jimi Hendrix, the fire god, the apex of raw spirit, raw energy, I-N-N-E-R, capital G, no thinking involved. The side effect of every genius is not having enough geniuses around them. This is what starts to breed the envy. Because a genius works at a certain work ethic. It's continual, continuous. So us as soul groups, we must find people that lines up with our work ethic. So you won't get insecure and try to knock somebody's ass off. That's the side effect of a genius, because genius don't think, they feel, and do.
Yes.
And learn after that what not to do. But you have to have people around you that's not constantly judging you or talking behind your back for betrayal.
Yes.
There's no love for a genius.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta stick out. So, Jimi Hendrix, September 18th. If you could,
yeah.
Miss Blue, give him the ritual, and we go close this thing out. And the fire goddess, to I know we're getting close.
Well, we have about 2 minutes. I want to go ahead and give out this ritual, but I want to tell you who the fire goddess is, because where there's a god, there's a goddess. And the fire goddess is Lisa Left Eye Lopez. That fire goddess, pure, raw genius, art,
yeah.
Creativity, it's all there. That is it. Now, I'm going to give you the ritual. On the 18th, this is a mirror exercise. What you're going to do is you're going to listen to Anita Baker, and you're going to sing to yourself in the mirror. You're going to sing to yourself caught up in the rapture of love until you fall in love again. You're going to be marrying yourself, pure heart, pure mind, pure spirit. You will know when you receive it. You will hear the sounds. You will hear the humming when you get caught up in the rapture of love. Anita Baker has those tones, those frequencies, those vibrations. And on the 18th, September the 18th, that energy will be here. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to sing in the mirror on the 18th. And you're going to listen to Anita Baker, caught up in the rapture of love. And you're going to sing it to yourself and fall in love with yourself. You're going to marry your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. They're all going to become one. all become one. So we're about to go into the after hours as we get ready to close this out here. And just you know, fall in love, you guys. You see, Aries Airline, Flight 4140, Zone A.
And one more thing before closing, and with Arizona being the masculine energy.
Yes.
And India being the feminine.
The feminine, yes.
Write the word India out. You're going to have in Diana.
The goddess.
And Diana was the huntress.
Yes. The one with the isle who's with her as well.
Yes. And the bow and arrow, just like Sagittarius. I've been telling you for a while, everything moving into Sagittarius is in Diana, is India.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping Beauty.
That's right. She's going to get her kiss. She's going to get her kiss. Wow. What a powerful share here tonight, Brother Bilal. It's always a pleasure to have you come on for us to build and really kind of share all of these divine inspirations. We do want to let you guys know, don't forget to download. And if you like the show, we want you to like it. Go over on Facebook, go to iTunes, send us an email, like it all over, like it on Twitter. I see you guys over there liking it as well. And don't forget to reach out to Brother Bilal, who does the amazing solo alignment readings that you guys love to have in the soul cycle calendar.
Transform the soul. Yeah, they've been going down too.
Yes, it is definitely time to do that. BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to reach out to me. You could get those Akashic Record readings from the Premier file.
Questions@gmail.com.
Everything is available in the show notes. We definitely want to see you guys at the Super Conscious Alignment Workshop. Myself and Brother Bilal. It's going down October the 11th, 2014. Planet Remix, you guys. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for chilling with us in the forum tonight. Much love, Warren Spirit. Ashe to the ancestors. Blessings to everyone. Everyone who's been on the platform, come on the platform, will come on the platform. Just blessings to you guys, and thank you so much for joining us here live in the remix tonight. It's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to have you guys here. Kisses to the babies and to everyone out there. And, you guys, we're going to go ahead and close out. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Again, don't forget to download. We got lots of things coming up. Stay ahead of the curve. Stay ahead of it. And we'll see you guys on the flip side. Have an amazing week. And don't forget to stay in love. Stay in love. Peace and love, everyone. Peace and love. Much love, Warren Spirit.